Relevant Radio now presents the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity at our Relevant Radio Green Bay studios.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I am Father Ben, and I am happy to be able to celebrate this Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. At this Mass, we especially unite our prayers with the homebound, those in prison, and those unable to attend a Mass in person. For those who are able, we encourage you to receive our Eucharistic Lord at your local parish and remember to observe your Sunday obligation. Today is Friday of the second week of Easter. It is also the memorial feast day of St. Anselm, Bishop and Doctor of the Church. The prayers and the readings will be taken from Friday of Easter week two. You have redeemed us, Lord, by your blood from every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us into a kingdom, priests for our God. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Dear brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. O God, hope and light of the sincere, we humbly entreat you to dispose our hearts to offer you worthy prayer and ever to extol you by dutiful proclamation of your praise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. A Pharisee in the Sanhedrin, named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, respected by all the people, stood up, ordered the apostles to be put outside for a short time, and said to the Sanhedrin, "Fellow children of Israel, be careful what you are about to do to these men. Some time ago, Theudas appeared, claiming to be someone important, and about 400 men joined him, but he was killed, and all those who were loyal to him were disbanded and came to nothing. After him, Judas the Galilean, at the time of the census, he also drew people after him. But he too perished, and all who were loyal to him were scattered. So now, I tell you, have nothing to do with these men, and let them go. For if this endeavor or this activity is of human origin, it will destroy itself. But if it comes from God, you will not be able to destroy them. You may even find yourselves fighting against God." They were persuaded by him. After recalling the apostles, they had them flogged, ordered them to stop speaking in the name of Jesus, and dismissed them. So they left the presence of the Sanhedrin, rejoicing that they had been found worthy to suffer dishonor for the sake of the name. And all day long, both at the temple and in their homes, they did not stop teaching and proclaiming the Christ, Jesus. The word of the Lord. Alleluia. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? Alleluia. One thing I ask of the Lord, this I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, that I may gaze on the loveliness of the Lord and contemplate his temple. Alleluia. I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord with courage. Be stout-hearted and wait for the Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place. So the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining. When they had had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord. This story, which is very familiar to very many of us, likely for most of our lives. I remember this is one of the earliest stories I remember hearing about from the Bible. And this story, though familiar, contains such a beautiful and rich theology, one that we will barely be able to scratch the surface of, which again is a beautiful and good thing. It's good that we are only able to scratch the surface, because that means there's so much more just waiting for us to unpack in our time of prayer with sacred scripture. What stands out to me the most and really resonates within my spirit every time I hear this story is how our blessed Lord chooses to work with what this boy has to offer. Now, the task at hand is to feed this large assembly of people. And we know that it is well within the divine power to make food come out of nowhere. In fact, we've seen it before. When the Israelites were in the wilderness for 40 years and God fed them with this mysterious substance, manna from heaven, essentially we had food from nowhere and it was supplied to the people. Now, there's beauty in this miracle. Not only is it extraordinary and awesome, it tells us of God's providence and his care for us, but this one's a little bit different in that it involves what this boy has to offer, a humble offering of 5 loaves and 2 fish. Now, in this miracle, Jesus takes what is offered and it is multiplied. We know it is within the divine power to just create food out of nowhere, to rain down manna from heaven, but he chooses not to here. Our Lord instead chooses to work with what the boy offers. This is, to me, quite beautiful. And the reason I say it's a rich theology is it speaks to a bit of God. Theology is a study of God, and it speaks to what God chooses and prefers. It reminds us that our God wants to work with and through us. Does he need us? No, of course not. But he still wants to work with and through us. Consider for a moment a mother or a father working in the garage or the kitchen or the yard, and they want to invite their child of 5 or 6 years old to come and work with them, maybe to stir the batter or to hold a tool or to pass tools. Now, is the child's help really required? No, and in fact, in most cases, the presence of the child tends to actually slow down the work. But it's still good. It's still beautiful and it's still holy for this family to be united in their work together. In bringing and inviting this child into the work that is being done, their relationship grows and their love for one another grows. Having a shared experience and going towards something together is so conducive for that growth and strengthening that bond of parent and child. Even the end result might be a little bit subpar, but it's not about utility. It's not necessarily about how quickly we can churn out the best sort of product, but rather this journey and the road to get there. I see that element present when the Lord takes what this boy has to offer and he multiplies it. He does not need it at all, no. But he still chooses to do that, much like how a parent would choose to invite their child into a simple task and have them working together. This is just one of several things that we could consider for this beautiful gospel passage. Hopefully this story resonates with you, especially if you're a parent and you have your own children that you've invited into tasks and you can speak to it. I'm speaking from my memories. I don't have children of my own. I'm speaking from my memories, and I very much know I was not very good at stirring the batter or holding or finding the right tools. In fact, my dad took probably longer to explain which tool he needed than it actually would have taken for him to go and grab it. But all of that was so precious and so vital for my life and growing up and being close to my mom and my dad. This shows us that we definitely do have a loving God who wants so much to work with us and through us, and how beautiful for us to be brought into that. Dear friends, I invite you to please rise as we present to our Heavenly Father these prayers of petition and intercession. We pray for our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and for an increase in holy vocations, that all those called may courageously realize God's will for their lives. We pray to the Lord. For all Christians, that they may come to know Jesus more fully through the Eucharist and other sacraments. We pray to the Lord. For peace in our world, and for an end to all hatred, violence, and war. We pray to the Lord. For all the faithful departed, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord. For blessings on Bishop James Wall, who celebrates his Episcopal anniversary on Sunday, in thanksgiving for his service to the Diocese of Gallup and the Church, and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Good and gracious God, in faith and humility, we ask that you hear and answer these prayers according to your most holy will. Keep us close to your Son and help us to learn from him. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio. You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Accept in compassion, Lord, we pray, the offerings of your family, that under your protective care they may never lose what they have received, but attain the gifts that are eternal, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all, to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. Through him, the children of light rise to eternal life, and the halls of the heavenly kingdom are thrown open to the faithful. For his death is our ransom from death, and in his rising, the life of all has risen. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." Mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saint Anselm and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis our Pope and David our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom we bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Lamb of God, behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Christ our Lord was handed over for our transgressions and was raised again for our justification. Alleluia. Let us pray. Keep safe, O Lord, we pray, those whom you have saved by your kindness. that redeemed by the passion of your Son, they may rejoice in his resurrection, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you will join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Kyle Clark for The Faith Explained. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go forth. The Mass is ended. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits, who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Our prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We'll conclude with a very awesome old Easter hymn, Ye Sons and Daughters, number 837, Ye Sons and Daughters.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Ye sons and daughters, let us sing. The King of Heaven, the glorious King, o'er death today rose triumphing. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. That Easter morn at break of day, the faithful women went their way to seek the tomb where Jesus lay. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. An angel clad in white they see, who sat and spoke unto the three. Your Lord doth go to Galilee. Alleluia.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at noon Central on Relevant Radio. Video stream of the Mass on the Relevant Radio app and at relevantradio.com.